Talk Live. It's hour number 3. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Now then, we are breaking the rules of radio by continuing a topic from 1 hour to the next. But we'll recap briefly for you here what we've been talking about. It's kind of a fun topic, and you're certainly welcome to chime in with your hints, your suggestions, your tips, the top 10 tips for your first date, things not to do specifically on your first date. And Mark, if you could just run down the 6 or so that we've been through already. You don't have to describe them, but just run through what our listeners have missed if they're just tuning in, which of course they can listen later online at freetalklive.com to our archives.
Never talk about your ex. It comes in at number 1. Do not talk about any medical conditions. Number 2.
Wait, now, is there a particular order to this?
Nah, not a particular order.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Try not to talk about body parts. Don't compare it, and they mean compare it to family members and friends and that kind of thing. Leave all your wild party memories at home, and marriage is not a good subject on the first date.
That's it?
Those are the 6, yeah.
Okay, great.
Number 7.
I just have to continue to comment on the wild party memories. No one wants to hear, you know, about the stuff that, you know, your wild and crazy days. They want to hear, you know, about things that actually matter to them, things that they can relate to. I mean, if that's what your first date is comparing drunk stories, that doesn't seem to be a very good basis to start a relationship.
Unless you're both in college.
Even so.
Yeah, but, well...
Hey, you know,
love for being flexible.
Drunks need love too, I suppose. Yeah. If it works out for you, bye. Good luck.
All right, let's move on to number 6. Is it 7?
7. Religion is for church. If the two of you aren't of the same faith, then leave the whole subject alone. A religious debate is not a good good conversation material on the first few dates.
Well, yeah, I guess that presumes you haven't spoken to this person ever in the, you know, before the date.
Haven't spent much time talking to them.
Right. Because that would seem to be a pretty important area to cover. You know, maybe not the first date, but, I mean, why,
I have to say, I think you should talk about it.
I think so. I'm leaning towards that as well.
I don't think you should spend a lot of time harping on it,
right,
going over the dogma of the difference between Lutherans and Methodists. I don't think that you should be splitting hairs or anything like that.
Right.
But to know what the general religion is of the person you're talking to, I mean, if a devout Catholic gets put on a date with me, if I didn't have a wife,
mm-hmm.
Gets put on a date with me, look, there's no reason for us to finish the meal, let alone go on another date.
Yeah.
I mean, there really isn't. You know, I don't want to live my life. I do not want to date. I do not want to spend a whole bunch of my time with somebody who's devoutly religious. And, likely, they don't want to do it with me either.
Exactly. So, you're either on the date for 2 reasons, right? To get laid, or to have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
right? So, if it's the former, then it doesn't really matter if you discuss religion, because you're not interested in a relationship. You're not interested in anything long-term. With the latter, if you're seriously looking into a relationship, if you're looking into having further dates and, you know, doing something long-term with this person, it would seem to be a pretty important area to cover. And if you haven't covered it in emails or phone conversation prior to the date, then why waste this person's and your time if it's just something that's not going to work? I, as an atheist, I mean... Unless you're a really open-minded religious person, you aren't going to want to be around me, that's for sure. I know that. Nick, how do you feel on this one?
No, I definitely think it should be discussed. I think there's a difference between discussing and arguing.
Yeah.
If you have workable differences and there's a potential that it will work. I mean, obviously, if you, Ian, and a devoutly religious evangelical person went out, that would probably be the end of it. But otherwise, I would say try not to argue about religion on the first date or debate it, but just get it out into the open and discuss how important it is to each of you.
It may be something you'll want to hold off till the last half of the dinner. That way you can at least enjoy most of your dinner before the fireworks erupt. But if you do start talking about religion and it seems like no matter what you do, you can't steer it away from that sort of debate style format, then you know it's a wash. You know that you're wasting your time at this point and, I mean, it's not going to ever. You're not going to have a second date, so I don't really see the damage there. Then you're.
So, what about politics? I mean, they mentioned religion here, and the
politics isn't one of the 10.
It is not one of the 10. So, I'm wondering, you know, when it comes to libertarians, at least the ones that I talk to on a regular basis, that is their religion. you know, so yeah. I'm wondering, should you talk about that kind of thing? If I would have talked about politics with my wife on the first, I don't know that we had a date ever, mm-hmm. You know, if I would have talked to her about it, I don't think that it would have gone over particularly well, my politics versus hers. Mine kind of got slipped in on her over time, that kind of thing. So I don't know about what you should talk about and what you shouldn't. I don't think that it's, as far as politics goes, I don't think that it's a formula for disaster if a libertarian, you know, is dating. Most people just don't care about politics that much.
Most people don't.
They care more about religion than they do about politics.
I was going to say that, but in the case of a lot of libertarians, I get the impression that a lot of them are so principled about their politics
mm-hmm.
That it could have an effect on the relationship if the other person is not into that.
Well, if they're combative in their style of handling things, yeah, it's not going to go well. You can't be combative and beat people over the head with your politics and expect anybody, including your significant other, to go for it. So part of it's tact.
Yeah, I think it is a topic to generally try to stay away from. You might drop which way you lean, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't try to get into a big discussion about it.
One thing's for sure, you're not going to be able, if you're dealing with somebody who is apolitical or worse, I mean, an apolitical person, that's no big deal because they don't really have a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going on a date as a libertarian with a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, then, you know, I mean, inevitably sparks may fly in that particular case.
It could, but you know as well as I do that socialists and, you know, Republicans, Democrats, everybody but basically an authoritarian can be switched.
Sure.
Over time, with tact and the right arguments. And when I say arguments, I mean the right points are made to this person. You know, usually a socialist wants to see people cared for. You know, you just handle things in a certain fashion,
right.
Talk to them about how the free market can care for people.
It should be your, you know, you should consider it your opportunity to test out some of your persuasive techniques,
mm-hmm.
For instance.
But not too many of them.
No, certainly not. But there's a difference. There's a key difference between argumentation and persuasion. It's a huge difference. It's a wide, you know, chasm of difference. And there are some excellent books and audio features over at theadvocates.org. That's the Advocates mm-hmm. for Self-Government. They will teach you how to be persuasive with your libertarian beliefs. So they'll teach you not to puke your belief system over somebody, not to, you know, drown them in your belief system. Because to liberty-minded people, it's important that we associate with other liberty-minded people. And so I can understand the desire for someone to share everything that they've learned in that first date, and that's just not the right approach. If an issue comes up, understand how to approach it from a persuasive standpoint, but, you know, don't beat somebody over the head, especially if it's their first time coming across this information.
Mm.
Now, of course, you can head all this off at the pass by dating somebody who already is a libertarian, but finding that person is, you know, very difficult.
Especially if you're a guy.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Girls can write their tickets when it comes to libertarianism.
Yeah, that's right. A libertarian female can really have her the pick of the litter, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see a website once, and did you ever go after these guys, Mark? Libertarianpassions.com?
I wrote them an email and haven't not got a response.
There is a website out there that purports to be a dating site just for libertarians.
But how do they handle the gender imbalance? Because the libertarian movement as a whole is probably breaks what? 4-5 to 1.
If they make any money,
guys,
they make it on the guys.
Yeah, and it's a free site. So anyway,
and I'll bet the numbers are higher than 4-5 to 1.
Okay. So let's continue.
Number 8, your sex life shouldn't be made public. Now is not the time to ask any sexual questions if you want a second date. Is what the advice here is, and I'd say largely that's true. But I'm kind of wondering, what about deviants? What do these people do? How do they
meet on websites?
I guess I don't know what they do before.
No, really, they do. Remember that chick? We had one of the Shriners. She was a bit of a deviant. We won't name names, but she basically told me that she meets people of similar interests. You know, the whole S&M thing, mm-hmm. whips and chains, on the internet. Her current boyfriend is somebody she met online, and that's how it's done. So we have one more.
We have two.
Two more things that you shouldn't do on the first date. And if you've got something that we've missed, please share it with us. 800-259-9231 or maybe a dating story from hell, something that went terribly wrong. Call in. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where there are live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We're talking about the top 10 things that you shouldn't do, at least according to one website. And we've sort of agreed and disagreed as we've gone through these 10 things. We have two more things remaining, the top 10 things you shouldn't do when on a first date. And most of these things sort of presume that this is like the first time you're ever really having a significant chance to talk to this person. I think that most of these items presume you haven't had very many phone conversations, you haven't sent very many emails or instant messages, and this really is your first real opportunity to connect with this person. Mark, let's continue these thoughts, and of course, I want to hear your maybe dating hell stories, something that went terribly wrong, maybe you said something you shouldn't have said. Share your stories with us at 800-259-9231. Mark, continue with the final two things.
Avoid all gross topics. Anything that has to do with using the restroom or someone getting sick is not a turn-on. You wouldn't openly pass gas on the first date. They're not talking to you yet. You wouldn't openly pass gas on the first date, so don't talk about it either. Number 10. You're not going to say anything, are you?
Oh, what can you say about that? Most people are very sensitive.
Would you pass gas openly on the first date?
Probably not. Not in that situation.
How about one of your big belches where you can say the alphabet all the way to the
I can't do that.
You.
I can't do that. Go on.
It's amazing. I like it when he does like a jazz scat. You know, he'll do in a burp. It's amazing. Do not talk about
a talented man. What can I say?
I don't even know what to say to it. Do not talk about weight. Even if the other person only orders a small salad, don't ask if they're on a diet or watching their weight. Never ask.
That's bad territory, I would think.
Never ask any questions that has to do with weight at all. Both men and women are sensitive about their size and shape. Your date might be thin, but asking them statements about weight or size might get the impression that you're not physically attracted to them or that you think they're not in shape. So,
I think that's a good one.
Dodging weight.
Those last two, definitely good ideas.
800.
So, you're a little hippie, aren't you, honey? You know, that's not really going to make you engender any friends. No.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I really wasn't going to call in. I enjoyed listening to you guys talk about this, but the dating horror story really caught me.
Okay.
And I got a good story, and it's not so much a horror story as it is just you kind of, and it's not going to really evoke a big reaction, but I went on a date with a girl one time. I asked her out. She said, yeah, all right, and I picked her up and took her out to eat, and then we went to a football game, and I think that she might have said maybe two sentences the entire time.
She was a little scared, you think?
I guess. I really don't know. Never really talked to her after the date because I thought, you know, I mean, you can make mistakes when you're talking. You could talk about some of these things you're saying, but the worst thing you do is just not say anything at all.
Yeah. What were you asking her questions? Were you giving her opportunities?
Yeah, I was asking her questions. I was making conversation, and sometimes she'd just sit there and look at me.
You'd make statements, and she would just sit there and look at you.
Yeah. Just
wow.
Hi. Like, I was actually in the process of my buddy and I. We had a bet going on, and
you were betting on the date.
No, it didn't have anything to do with the date. I was telling her a story about a bet my buddy and I made,
uh-huh.
And we had a year to build a wrestling ring in the backyard, and we were building it and stuff, and something like that would usually evoke a reaction from a person. Like, why in the heck are you building a wrestling ring? What's that all about?
Some comment to at least acknowledge that they're listening to you.
Exactly, but just nothing, just looking.
Did she nod and go, mm-hmm?
Was she looking at you in the eyes?
No, it was last fall. So it's kind of hard to remember, but I just remember that not much was said at all. It was
how did the date end?
I dropped her off, and she said bye, and I said goodbye.
How old was she in comparison to you? How old?
I think I was I would have been a sophomore in college, and I think she was a freshman.
Okay. Do you think it's possible this was her first date ever?
You know, that might not. That's probably a pretty good guess there, Ian. It could have been.
She's a little young, you know. I understand kids date at younger and younger ages these days, usually with the blessings of their parents or without. So I understand that that's the case, but there's still people who, myself at that age, that would have been, that would have been my first date, for sure.
Freshman in college?
Oh, freshman in college? I'm sorry, I missed that. I thought you were saying high school.
Yeah, I wondered if you missed that. No, I was a sophomore in college. And she would have been a freshman.
Not impossible to be the first date, but
yeah,
still.
I was gonna say, it's still not impossible. But
where did you meet the girl?
I met her at school.
Either
and I'd really we'd exchanged a few things on the internet. She just lived in the dorm next to me, and I was just talking to her every once in a while. And I said, "Hey, you want to go get something to eat? I really don't have anything to do."
So, would you say you had more conversation with her before the date than actually during the date?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's strange.
Because that was the first time I'd really talked to her much in person. I think I'd waved to her or said hi to her going to class once or twice. And, you know, I didn't have much to do, and I was on my way to watch my cousin play in a high school football game. I thought, mm-hmm. That could be fun. I mean, she liked football. And so we'll go do that. It's just a nice night. Not a big deal, but she just didn't say anything.
You don't seem like an intimidating type, so I don't know if that was.
It's one of the two.
I actually asked a friend of mine. We were trying to decide what type of animals we would be, and she said I was a flying squirrel.
And the girl said that?
No, not the girl. Another friend of mine. Just because I'm not intimidating at all.
Okay.
I've got quirks about me, I guess. Just kind of goofy stuff like the wrestling ring thing.
Do you know if this girl was? Did you see her interact with other people at all on campus before the date or after?
No, not necessarily. I don't think. I think she had a sister on campus or something like that. But.
So she may be just sort of somebody who's in her. She's in a little shell. She doesn't have a lot of social network that she's plugged into necessarily. Maybe shy, just generally in person, and extra shy when it came time for the pressure to be on.
I thought, man, am I? It might have been kind of weird because my parents were at the football game, but my mom looked at me afterwards and she said, "What was that about?" I said, "Mom, I have no idea.
Well,
I can't even tell you anything about it."
Was your mom was at the football at the state with you?
Well, we went out to eat, and then my mom and some of my other members were at the football game.
I'm just wondering if, because I'm either the girl is A, she didn't like you at all, or B, she was petrified. Those are the only two things I can come up with. And if mom is thrown into the equation in some way, I'm wondering, and now she came in halfway through?
Well, keep in mind, during the we were eating dinner.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't say anything.
The girl and your mom?
No,
or you and the girl?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so mom was not part of the date.
No.
That's
no
what
way.
We want to make sure.
Okay.
What happened to the girl afterwards?
Went to the football game, and my mom was just sitting there.
What happened to the girl afterwards? Did you let it drop? Did you contact her?
No, I just said goodbye, and we never really ever talked again.
What a shame. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the story. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Calls are all over the map. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings. All without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, whether it be dating tips or serious issues. And dating, I guess, is pretty serious for some people. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, the bulletin board system included, over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. There are serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and start with Ken in North Carolina. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on Mark's Catch-22 that y'all have been talking about for the past few days.
Are you on a speakerphone or in the bathroom?
In the kitchen.
Okay. It just sounds kind of like speakerish. But go ahead. Your comment, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What I wanted to say was you had a few callers and you kind of left it with socialists or sickos and kind of like sociopaths or psychopaths. I wanted to kind of defend against that a little bit. I don't really think that's true to say about communists or socialists.
Well, they may not realize it. They probably don't. They're not conscious of the fact that what they're supporting is sociopathic and dangerous. But it is true. But please go ahead and defend them. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, okay. The only way that they could be considered sociopathic and sick, I mean, would kind of be because of the numbers game. And the numbers game would say that while 90% of the population would tend to agree with property rights and self-ownership, that they're such a small minority that they're kind of considered to be crazy. But in the same kind of way, so would you.
I don't think socialists are in the minority, sir. I think that self-avowed socialists may be a minority, but I think many Americans have socialist tendencies, whether or not they actually are conscious
and
of it.
The difference, I can defend my friend here. Now, you just claimed that he would be crazy, and I will not dispute that. I will, however, dispute his sociopathic tendencies. Sociopaths are willing to harm others for their own benefit. Ian believes in a system that of, you know, never aggressing against anyone, so he wouldn't fall into the sociopath.
That's basically what I'm calling in to say, is that really the communist or the socialist isn't like a sociopath. Like you just said, that the sociopath believes that, you know, there's nothing wrong with harming another person. Where I've never met a communist that just wanted to steal things from people who
you're right, you're right.
Them.
Okay, it's an important point. If you talk to a socialist or a commie about violence, they will swear it off. They're not in favor of violence. My system doesn't. I don't want to enact violence on everybody, and that may be true. They personally may abhor violence. They personally would never consider coming
to
you and taking things from you.
They have governments to do
but
their violence.
Exactly. They support the state to doing
that's
the violence
not,
in
I
their
mean,
name.
That's not really true either, though. Socialism can work in a free market way as well. At the same time, you don't have to have a government or a monopoly on force.
Well, socialism does require a government around, but the communism doesn't necessarily. People could voluntarily enter
communism
a commune.
Means like a commune.
Right. Yeah, you're confused on your terms. So, yes, people can absolutely, in a free market, organize themselves onto some sort of communal property situation if they want to. And as long as everyone's volunteering into that, then I have no objection to it. It's,
well,
it's when you involve
that,
the government that there's
that,
a problem.
Wouldn't that in itself, though, still create another valid free market system where you can volunteer into the communist free market system? Or you can, I mean, if that's
there's
your
only
belief
one.
And that's your frame of mind, then it kind of goes back to what Mark was saying about that person doesn't have the mentality of that he's stealing from you or that he's...
There's no other free market system. There's just the free market. The free market is the absence of government regulation. And so in the free market, people can organize themselves in whichever ways they feel is best. The market will self-organize itself. Inevitably, you'll have the communists living on some commune in the woods somewhere, growing their cabbage or whatever the heck it is that they're growing. And the capitalist-minded people will gather together and they'll have their own private property and that sort of thing. There's not more than one free market. There's just the free market, whether it exists
say,
or not.
But how can you possibly say if it's a free market and there's no government, then how do you draw the boundaries? I mean, what's to say that I being a socialist, and I'm not one, but if I was a socialist or, okay, a communist,
yeah,
and you're in and you're on your plot of land and every day you drive gray Mercedes, and you also have a red pickup truck. Well, if I need a pickup truck with my frame of mind of property rights, which is not to say that I don't believe in property rights, but I believe that it's everybody's property.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, you would see that as not believing in property rights, but I don't think so. Because
what's the issue?
I need a truck, and you have a truck. And I'm just going to come, or you don't have a truck, there is a truck. And I'm just going to come up and use the truck. You're not using it.
Well, then you're going to find that my protection agency is going to meet up with you and have a few words. You know, it's going to be a school's area to start stealing property. No, it's not. It's the defense of my property.
It's not steal, especially if I don't plan on taking it. Or selling it.
Oh, yeah.
What if I want to use the truck and put it back for someone else to use?
Well, you know, when you were growing up, your parents told you it was nice to ask people permission before you use their thing. You don't go and you just take things from people. So, you know, this is basic kindergarten stuff. And if you don't understand that, then you'll be dealt with appropriately. And it won't be initiation of force because you'd be stealing someone's things. So, I mean, really, is this confusing?
It's not really. I don't think you really see it. I don't really think that you still understand how a communist might think. I mean, communists definitely.
It doesn't matter how they think. I know how they think.
Property rights.
I know how the communists think. You know, they would rather not believe in property. Unfortunately, it pretty much exists, so it's hard for them to not do that. But they'd like to think that they don't want to believe in property.
Yeah, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay, well, whose property is the bathroom or the kitchen?
My parents.
Or any other room that you want to be in and then someone else wants to be in that room.
Are you talking about when I was a young person?
Yeah.
My parents. It was their house, and they made that very clear to me. I remember when I used to, when I bought my own video game systems when I was a kid, I thought, ha, I saved my money, and I'm using the, you know, this is my video game system, Mom, you can't take it away from me, because it was mine, I paid for it, I'd earned that money, and I paid for it, and my parents said, you know what, you're right, we can't take that from you, but it's our electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, appreciate hearing from you, 800-259-9231, and they had me, what could I say to that? I wasn't paying the electric bill, so they were, that was a legit excuse for them. They were paying the bills. It's their property.
Sounds good, but you know, I feel for the caller. I can't remember what his name was. What was it?
It was Ken in North Carolina. And now we're going.
I feel for Ken because I'm never going to be able to drive home this point about the commie and property.
Right,
home
because
with
it's
you.
An illegitimate point, as we've discussed ad infinitum. Let's continue with Daryl in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Your comment, basically, or the gentleman's comment about the free market can provide everything. In the state in which you live, what does your state constitution say about owning property? Does your property belong to the state and you just basically lease it through the home ownership?
Is that addressed in state constitutions?
I've never seen
yes,
that.
It
I,
is.
State.
I don't read you constitutions because
no.
it's not.
Before you go jumping off on you know everything, if you get
I didn't
online.
Say I know everything. So I didn't read the Constitution.
Okay, if you get online and look up, I think it's Missouri. I think it's Missouri or Minnesota, one of those two states, right in the very beginning of their state constitution, property is owned by the person. In other words, you have an allodial title to it.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, most states you don't. But basically my call was in reference to, you know, this comment about the free market. The problem with that is, from my perspective, you look at all the major industries that produce food, whether it's chickens, hogs, pigs, beef, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they've decided that, you know, they can add anything into the meat they want.
Let's talk about that. Hang on, I'll bring it back. More on the way, discussing food in the free market. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call, maybe, if you make it now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick's
asleep.
And Mark. Well, he's not used to the...
he's new to this whole radio thing. By the way, Nick is the new co-host of Free Minds TV. Toby's still on Free Minds TV. It's just that he's busy some Tuesdays, and so we're going to have him switching off on Tuesday nights. And so visit him at freemindstv.com. Check out his great show, internet viewable via YouTube. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Again, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Be sure to amp the show if you like Free Talk Live. You want to help support us, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks, but the most important thing is you're helping spread this show to more markets to get more new listeners on board with the message of freedom and liberty. Let's continue with the phone calls, though, and go back to Daryl in Montana. Now, Daryl, you were going to address a concern that you have, or at least that, as I interpreted it, with the free market, and you were just getting into discussing food.
Well, basically, you look at all of these, you know, various companies that, you know, you were talking about animal rights earlier, and this kind of gets to be a, kind of a convoluted conversation, but you have all these corporations that basically want to own the rights to plants, genetics, and, you know, food preparation, and now we're going to grow hamburger in a lab and all kinds of totally insane things. There's no ethics associated with it. There's no value system associated with it. It seems to be because we can do it, then we can sell it.
What's wrong, and just as an aside, what's wrong with growing hamburger in a lab?
Personally, I think it's disgusting.
What if it tastes just as good as the real
thing?
How
do you know that?
You'd put it in your mouth and try it.
Okay, so what about the latest thing about the FDA and the USDA using carbon monoxide to keep meat red in the market? What do you think of that?
I think the FDA and the USDA should be abolished.
Well, that's true. Okay.
But likely,
part of the problem with the free market mentality is there, you know, I'm not trying to advocate more government regulations. I'm just trying to kind of come to a common sense perspective on, you know, the basic do's and don'ts. I mean, you look back 100 years ago, 50 years ago on how people raised animals and crops and things. I mean, there was a certain amount of ethics associated with how the animals were treated. Now there isn't any. You know, it's like whatever you can.
I don't agree with that. There are plenty of free range chickens, for instance. All kinds of companies out there that are selling their products, their animal products, based on how they treat their animals. That's a big selling point these days.
No, I understand that, but that's not the major, you know, fundamental supplier of the food in the U.S. anymore.
Okay.
So when
I understand it, they're gaining market share. I mean, look at the organic industry.
And that's one of the reasons why the USDA and the FDA are trying to figure out ways to crush these guys. I mean, like animal tags and all this stuff that they've been trying to push. That's basically to keep the individual from being able to feed themselves.
That much is true. DownsizedDC.org has addressed that, where they're mandating these RFID tags essentially be implanted in herds, and they're making it so it's much more onerous to comply as a small business than it is as a big company. And
but
so, yeah, you're right. The government is there protecting the established interests.
If you go back to 1972 and you look at how all of this various state constitutions were changed, like here in Montana, the governor, the people voted against it, so the governor used executive privilege to make it into law. Well, by doing that, it puts us under region, we're in Region 8, so we get most of our dictates from Colorado. And I know that sounds weird, but Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, and Wyoming are under that regional area. So if you go back and look at history and look at 1970s when they went through this whole thing about changing the Constitution and compare the original one to the one we have now for state constitutions, you can see where a variety of our rights, you know, massively disappeared.
Sure. You're not going to find any disagreement here. It sounds to me like you're agreeing with us more often than not, in that it's the FDA and the USDA and these companies are these government organizations that are protecting big corporate interests at the cost of little guy. And so, you let the marketplace operate and all that goes away.
Well, your health as well. I mean, pretty soon, I don't know.
I think that one of the things that this took me a long time to get over. I really had a difficult time imagining how we would have our food labeled and we would understand what was in our food in the free market, and I think I've got it. So likely what's happening is that the little guys run out by the big guy because of the FDA and all these other little rules. I can't milk my cow and then sell it on the side of the street. Why? Because all the milk producers have gotten together and they're going to run me out of business because my stuff isn't pasteurized, it's not homogenized, it hasn't gone through some vat, and likely it could kill somebody. Instead I have to buy black market whole milk if I want such a thing. Right?
Right. You can also buy a percentage of the cow where you get the milk from, and then they can't say anything.
Right, right. Well, always the free market comes around ways, but it's the people that aren't quite as interested as you are in getting raw milk, you or I are in getting raw milk.
I can't even go out to a restaurant anymore and eat a decent meal because 90% of the time I'd be in a coma for 4 hours on the couch because of soy or some other crappy product that they put in there.
What I'm saying is your choices will be increased by the free market. Likely they would. I think that there are definitely some cases where food manufacturers, in order to cut costs, will use carbon monoxide to keep meat fresher. But there are lots of people out there, people that are concerned, that will say, look, I don't want any carbon monoxide injected into the packet that my meat's in order to keep it fresher, and I want a certification that that hasn't been done.
And there are going to be stores, and thank you for the call, by the way, it's great hearing from you. There are going to be stores that are going to do that job for the consumer. They're going to say, we've heard about these practices.
Whole Foods likely does it already.
Right. We've heard about this injecting practice. We are not going to purchase any meat that has, been engaged in this mm-hmm. practice. We want the freshest of the fresh meat. You may have to pay a little bit more for it here at this store, but we're guaranteeing you that this is going to be the freshest meat you've ever eaten. I mean, those sorts of guarantees can be made at the retail, through retail channels mm-hmm. to the end consumer. And you're absolutely right, Mark, in saying that there are going to be more choices in the absence of government regulation simply because the little guys can jump into the game without having to jump through all these FDA or USDA hoops in order to sell their products to the consumer.
Since I've been doing this show, I've just seen several stories. I've paid attention. You can't have chickens and sell the eggs here in Keene. Somebody has made a law that you can't sell eggs off of your, off your front porch step here in Keene.
Amazing.
Now, it may be because of the eggs. It may be because they don't want people having little roadside stands. I don't know what the reason is, but people want to be able to get farm fresh eggs from free range chickens, and they want to be able to see the chickens. Some people do. Not everybody does. Some people, find buying eggs out of the store and from chickens that are kept in tiny little cages their whole lives. That's fine. I would prefer to have my eggs brown and coming from chickens that I can watch run around and chase crap in the dirt and that kind of thing.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, sorry about hanging up the other day. My battery's on my phone right
That's
now.
That's okay. Nobody
wants to hear your excuses, Chris. Go on.
What I was calling about is, have you guys heard about the cell phones, even when they're turned off, the government or like FBI or whatever can actually still hear through the phone?
I've heard that they have built-in back doors like that, yes. So therefore, if you want to ensure that your privacy is protected, take the battery out of the back.
Well, yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for the call, man. Short on time. Let's continue with David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Greetings, my North American comrades.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, when it comes to stealing, I think the capitalists would be more inclined to steal than the communists would.
Why is that, Dave? What do you got against
capitalism?
The
capitalist got money on his mind, and he knows if he could take something for nothing, he could get, you know, no money. A communist knows you can't get nothing without labor and work, and that whatever.
I don't really, Dave. You know, I really don't know where you really learned about communism versus capitalism.
Well,
I'm guessing it was in government school.
That communism is like Stalin or Mao, but
yeah, it is.
Communism is like Jesus. It's like a family, like the guy was saying. It's love. It's forget about.
But
the
it doesn't
gold.
Work that way,
forget
Dave.
Forget about the gold. It's that. That you could buy good vegetables because the corporate influence is the one stopping the guy from selling eggs.
No, it's the government that's stopping people from selling
eggs. You could sell your eggs with the love that you know that you're not selling no damn...
You know, Dave, I don't know why you have this love for communism. I really don't, because, I mean, every time it's been tried, it's been a failure, my friend.
The way was the first communist. It was the first group that wanted to follow Jesus. They lived together.
I've been on communes before. They're the most ugly,
that's
nasty.
Those are bad, whatever, you know.
It's all bad, Dave. Do you live on a commune?
Beings. Wait a minute. Now
do you live on a commune?
Human beings, right?
Do you live on a commune, Dave? We're short on time.
Kind of. I live on Earth.
No, that's different. That's different. Hey, man, call us again on this one. When we have a little bit more time, we'll discuss it further with you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
It's just, I mean, every time it's tried, it fails. Even at a micro level, even at a level with three people living together, they can't make it work. It's just an awful idea. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.